ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI describing what happened on Donald Trump's West Palm Beach golf course on Sunday as another assassination attempt. Under arrest, Ryan Routh, who is believed to have been waiting for Trump with a long gun on the course.
Sources tell ABC News that law enforcement's concerned that the gunman may have done surveillance and had some information about the former president's movements. Sources familiar with the matter say Mr. Trump's decision to leave Mar-a-Lago and golf caught some of his top advisors off guard. Sources familiar with his internal calendars say that the trip to the golf course was a last-minute decision.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing union workers still walking the picket line. A federal mediator is set to step in as of tomorrow. It could be a busy weather day for some in the south. A tropical system spreading heavy rain and gusty winds through the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. Shogun Baby Reindeer and Bear and Hacks all picking up Emmys last night. Shogun receiving 18 statues, the most by any show ever. This is ABC News. Chaos at a New York subway station. Two officers confronting a fare beater in Brooklyn on Sunday. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Mattery.
The officers are asking him to stop. The male is refusing to stop. At a certain point on the platform, the male, he mutters the words, "You know, I'm going to kill you if you don't stop following me."
Now, the confrontation moving inside one of the subway cars. The officer saying they shot the man after a taser didn't work. Two bystanders were also hit, including a man who is currently in critical condition, shot in the head. An officer also shot is in stable condition. Flooding in Central and Eastern Europe blamed for at least 8 deaths. Towns in Poland under 5 feet of water. A stalled storm system dropping 3 months' worth of rain over 3 days in some areas. An original member of the Jackson 5 has died. His sons announcing Tito Jackson has passed away in apparent heart attack. Tito Jackson was 70. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities confirmed that remains found recently in Two Rivers belong to a long-missing 3-year-old boy. Terry Bell reports.
Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Minard breaking the bad news on Friday.
It is with a heavy heart that I announce to you today those remains were identified as Elijah Vu.
The 3-year-old boy was reported missing in February. Elijah's mother and her boyfriend are still in jail, charged with child neglect, though not directly linked to his disappearance. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A complaint says a state senator broke federal rules during his run for Congress. The Campaign Legal Center says Andre Jacques of DePeer transferred money from his state campaign committee to his campaign for 8th District Congress. The complaint asks the Federal Election Commission to sanction and fine Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away, but you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Good. Good morning, Victory Monday. Victory Monday in Titletown
for the Packers.
Yes,
we were talking before we got on air about it wasn't victory. It's not Victory Monday for our weight.
It's what?
It's not Victory Monday for our weight. You were just saying
oh,
that
our weight.
Yeah, let's. We're just locked
it just
in,
reverts.
It does.
Weekends are. You, yeah.
Are you just at a weight? Like, if you don't do anything, it's boom, right back. I know, but...
That's where I'm at. It just keeps we'll going right back to that way. Like, yeah. Yep. It's like your body just punishes you.
Right.
Okay, you're going to... But, okay, you got to give me a break.
You a little
bit. You got to give me a break. You got to give me a break. So, banquet with broasted chicken on Wednesday. Banquet, broasted chicken on Thursday. High school football game where they gave us cheeseburgers and onion rings. Saturday, a wedding. Sunday Packer football.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, you can't.
The most disappointed. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
And me?
Yeah.
My wife's gone. Milton doesn't criticize me, so no, it's all good. But anyway.
Awesome.
That
Todd.
Was fun.
Thank
though.
You, Todd. How bad am I? I still don't know how to work the coffee machine.
And isn't it's a Keurig, right? It's
yeah.
just, you, okay, wow,
yeah,
that's so complicated.
That. I do one thing wrong consistently, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But it's a different thing every time.
It is, isn't it?
It's like, so, there's, let's say there's 5 steps. He gets 4 of them right every time, yeah. but it's a different 4.
Todd just gets, Todd gets the point. He's just so frustrated watching me. Standing up there watching me just
right.
push button after button after
it's like
button.
It's like the IT guy.
Move, right.
So he just says, let me just do this.
That is a strategy to just screw it up, and then somebody else does it.
Yeah.
When the one in the back, you use the coffee maker in the front. I use the one in the kitchen. But you remember the first time I made that? I came in here.
Yeah, all over your shirt.
You were here.
Floated on you.
There was water all over my shirt. I'm like, how the hell do you work that thing? But
yeah, I forget what it was, but it was all, you were just drenched.
I didn't. Anyway, it's all fixed now. So
yes.
I use that one. Anyway, yeah.
What does that say about a person you can't even figure out?
Coffee, I know.
Coffee thing. Yeah. Oh, by the way, so the skillet thing, the Blackstone.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was like a real popular item these days, like the hottest thing going.
Well,
I didn't know that.
That has nothing to do with what we were talking about. I mean, I think what we were talking about was you donated to the community shelter.
Well.
And I told them that it was coming. And
yeah.
I told the president of the community shelter, Terry Rothsgard, and she's like, John is great, and he's come here, he's served meals, and everybody's like, you know, high five and Mino. And then you said, it's very popular. It went for $700 at our last auction. I'm going to keep it. So then your dad, Todd, bailed you out, which I don't think that's good parenting, but that's up to him. It's his money.
Well, okay. So It's they're really cool. I mean, you should have one. You should have one. I'm going to become such a great Creole cook on this thing. You can't believe it.
I'm with you. I don't want two grills on my deck.
Okay, I'm going to have two grills on my deck. I'm going to be that guy.
So, anyway, those are cool.
I had never heard of them before last week.
No, it's called a griddle, right?
It's a griddle, yeah.
Griddle, yeah.
Blackstone griddle.
Right, 28-inch or
whatever. Yes, 28-inch.
Those are very, very popular, like you said.
But I didn't. Did you know about them before last week?
Yeah, I've seen, yeah.
Okay, see, but I did not. So that's, propane, I didn't know what I was giving away.
One propane tank.
I didn't know what I was giving away, Jim, is what I'm saying. Thus, I feel terrible about the circumstances. Horrific. So bad that I'm going to allow Todd
to bail me out.
To go ahead with the purchase courtesy of Civic Media. Okay. And
I still, yeah. Okay, and, that's great. I mean, I love Todd, but.
And I'm putting a group together to come and serve a dinner one night.
All right. That's nice. I got a really nice text yesterday from Mike Sheedy. Remember him?
Sure.
And he's coming to serve lunch. So he said to say hello. But yes, we're always looking for people. Even yesterday I was there because, you know, it's a little tough in the summer to get people on the weekends.
Maybe they're at their cabins. Well,
no, I think
that's an inside joke.
Because of the games.
You got to tell that story.
Todd, did I tell you this?
We won't say any names. No, not what school, nothing.
All right.
It has a little bit to do with the area, though.
It's a pretty good school.
Ledgeview, Easty, let's just say that neck of the woods. So, and students come, and they're great. I love them. We had, actually, another student. I just met her yesterday that's helping out. So, what was that? Last week? It was just last weekend. And the attendance.
Labor Day weekend.
It was Labor Day weekend. That's what it was.
That's the reason, yeah.
It makes it funnier.
Yeah.
So it's Labor Day weekend, and it was Monday, and we're serving lunch, right? And this kid from that
school,
we say wealthier school, it's just a higher end school. Yeah, it's a wisdom from. Anyway, so he's in, and we're like, man, attendance is down a little bit. You know, we usually get 120 people, and I think it was like 82, 83 or something like that. It's like, wow. And then somebody's like, well, you know, I don't know what's going on. The guy goes, well, maybe they're at their cabins.
Like, dude. It's a homeless shelter.
It's a homeless shelter. They're at their cabins.
They don't have a cabin.
I don't think a lot of their friends do. So anyway, I'm like, I don't think that's it. I let them off the hook, though. I didn't say it.
No, that was pretty funny. I mean, the only one better is
16 years old.
Yeah. Just appreciate a little appreciation for it. Let's give her a round of applause.
But yeah, that kid needs a little.
All right. Hey, so, Packer game yesterday.
Wasn't that fun?
Got a text here. Kind of a blah game yesterday, which is fine. Very vanilla game plan because the quarterback, do the Titans have a good defense? I see they're 0-2. Hopefully Love is back against Minnesota. They are 2-0. You know what?
Yeah, they beat San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have Christian McCaffrey again, but that Sam Darnold is looking pretty good for them.
Yeah.
And Justin Jefferson.
But for the texter, I just want to say that I like to go and maybe put a little money on the game. So I went out to the casino at, I text John. I'm like, John, I'm heading out there right now. It's like 10 o'clock. It opens at 10 in the morning. So anyway, I went out there and the over under you can bet. And the over under, they thought there was going to be a total of 41 points scored at that game. And I told you that it was an easy, easy bet to go under.
I said that.
If it's anything
jump,
over,
I don't care if it was 39 or right, whatever it
anything
was.
Under 29, 40, jump.
Anything under jump.
Yeah.
So anyway, you got that win.
Yep, I did.
Cha-ching. Then.
And I always bet on my Packers.
What was the Packers spread? Were they giving three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two and a half. It was two and a half.
Okay.
And I
cha-ching.
Took the points. So I doubled my money.
That's good. That's great.
It's not like I'm betting $1,000.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I did. So both bets.
It's just as hard to win that bet for $5 that it would have been for $1,000.
Right.
That's one of the hardest things to do.
Anyway.
But that was a nice win for them. Didn't want to start out 0-2. This kid showed a live arm, quick feet. Love what Jacobs did yesterday. I thought he looked really good, the running back. The tight ends always look good. I don't know. I thought you couldn't have asked for anything more than what they've provided.
Yeah.
And the damn penalties just caused problems early on again. So sick of penalties. The NFL has not gotten off to a great start, I don't think. As a entertainment venue. Just kind of bored. I mean,
I think
that one game
the
night was 21 points. Every one of them was from a field goal. Seven field goals for Washington yesterday. Yeah. And that was all their points. Just slow and penalties and just...
Makes you want to bet the under.
Kind of hurt. And then the Badger game was...
I told you that.
I know, but for their quarterback to get hurt on the first series, that one hurt. I want them to at least be competitive through halftime.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah. So Josh Myers...
Yeah.
Upchucks on the ball yesterday?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that in a game before?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball, yeah.
Our buddy Josh, what are you doing?
Barfed.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch the whole game. I just watched.
The heat was pretty bad there for a while.
I believe it.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Because apparently there was supposed to be a pass play, and LaFleur asked him, why didn't you throw the ball? And he said, well, Josh puked on it.
Okay. All right. I haven't heard that one in a while. All right. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But, and it's Monday. We have to celebrate. But next weekend, Nashville, a lot of people are going down. And that is probably one of the best cities. Like I told you this morning, that's like New Orleans. It's just so much fun there, and Broadway and restaurants and places to listen to music and drink. And then you walk right to the stadium. That's going to be fun. So.
Got this. Did you see the kid from Green Bay Notre Dame play a Jimi Hendrix style national anthem before their game Friday night? Very cool. I did not.
Neither.
Had a nice thing in Kewaunee where I was, though. They honored the veterans and the Gold Star families. Oh. Three young soldiers, Marines from Luxembourg Casco were killed in a real short time span. One had been the point guard for the basketball team, football players. I mean, you know, all just great people. One was huge into all the musicals and things like that, and all three of them killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. They honored them at the game the other night, so that was really nice.
Televised?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I watched a little bit of the game, but I fell asleep.
Boy, it's a beautiful night for football, man. It was just so gorgeous. Yeah. It was great. No, we had Luxembourg Casco and Wrightstown. Good game. Real good game. So,
like I said.
What are you doing Friday nights?
Sleep.
Oh, you really go to bed early? One of those guys go to bed early?
I don't go out on Fridays. I mean, you know, no.
No?
Nope. After a long week, no, I just take Friday nights off. So
yeah.
I did watch part of your game, but maybe.
Maybe not a lot of it.
6-7 minutes.
Maybe I watched a little bit of your game.
I did.
But not
I was
all of it.
Going through the stations. I'm going to bed. Right. So,
well, anyway, today is Family and Community Day. Mayflower Day.
Well, wait. What is this family? That's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't
know. What I like about this is what I'm thinking, if it's get the family and do some community things. They can come to the shelter and serve a meal. It's fun to do stuff with your family. Rake leaves, you know, on that volunteer center. They have so many things going on. That's a cool day. I didn't know we had that.
All right. Mayflower Day.
Yep, they came over.
Okay. Play-Doh Day. Everybody had Play-Doh, I think, don't you think? Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Then it got hard. You didn't put the cap back on.
Parents, man, it's all over the house.
All over the place. Yeah. Guacamole Day.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Do you pronounce the app?
Yeah, yes, you do.
I thought you didn't pronounce the last thing.
In fact, I think it's actually guacamole, but yeah, something like
guacamole?
That. Guacamole.
Guacamole. Guacamole. Some lovely guacamole.
That is good stuff. So, and that's good for you, too.
Guacamole is great for you.
It is.
So avocados are unbelievable for you. They've helped make me the man I am today.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon raisin bread. Don't need it. Don't need it. Todd?
I'll do it. Toast, a little butter
really?
On there.
Sure.
No.
Sure. Not a raisin guy. Birthdays, Flo Rida, Amy Poehler, Ed Begley Jr. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Shannon Cohn is joining us. Gizmo's joining us. Kerry Josephson is joining us. We got a full house.
Yeah, we do.
Back after this.
It'll be fun.
A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust, Anderson's Culligan, and Travel in Wisconsin. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
When he gets up under the lights to play his thing,
hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. 58 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. Another warm week all the way through.
All week. And in the 80s, like, I don't know. Are we going to hit, I got when Brittany comes on, are we going to hit 90?
We might.
That's unbelievable.
So I have to ask you about the biggest story again. I'll say we'll talk politics if it's the biggest thing happening.
It's not really politics.
What happened on the golf course yesterday?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. That's scary. It's just scary for everybody. I mean, the problem is, and they, like, if you watch the news last night, their biggest concern right now are copycats. Well, you didn't get them, you know, three times a charm. I'll get them. You know what I mean? Like, that's
absolutely,
that is not a good thing. So I don't know. And like the guy said, look, he's, we got security, but he's not the president. I mean, if it was the president, they would have lined the whole golf course. He said that, which that's a lot of people.
Okay.
That is.
Right.
I mean, you're talking.
Right.
I don't know if they would have lined. Maybe they every whole. I don't know. That's what the guy said last night. But, you know, because he's, you know, they're just playing a hole ahead. And, you know, I'll give that. I don't know much about it. I'm glad they got the guy. It's going to be interesting to get his background. I know they said he was a big, you know, supporter of Ukraine, which. Why would you want to take out Trump over that, right? I mean, he's supportive of Ukraine, I think. I don't know. But that's just, it's bits and pieces. It'll be after the show. I want to read a little bit more about that. But it's scary. It's just, you know, I mean, you remember when Reagan got,
oh, gosh,
you know, shot.
Well, I remember when all of them got shot. I remember when JFK got shot. I remember when Martin Luther King got shot. Remember when Bobby Kennedy got shot. Remember when George Wallace got shot. Because he'd just been up in Michigan before that.
Oh, really?
And my brother was actually one of his security guys.
Really?
Yeah.
When he came in to...
To Marquette?
Yeah. Wow, you got to... Do I remember all those? We were pretty young, though, when Kennedy got shot. 63, we were five.
Like kindergarten, first grade. Yeah. I do remember it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see if they're going to beef up his security, which they're going to. But, I mean, how much you want to spend on a nominee and then these candidates? You know, there's a cost to that. And they're not going to... They have plenty of money, but... I don't know. They look at us to do that. I'm not sure what the answer is, but I think it's awful. I would just want to say, this is what I was telling you this morning before the show. I'll give that Secret Service guy a lot of credit for he's playing one hole ahead. Not playing. He's walking one hole ahead, and he sees a muzzle sticking out of, like, a fence bush thing. I mean, to notice that is, like,
versus
good eyes.
The thing in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Right. Where kid the laying on the road.
Hey, we got a kid laying up there prone with a high-powered rifle. What do you think?
Nah. I don't know. Someone go check it out.
It's hot.
Yeah, I'll give. So it's going to be interesting. What I'm glad, like I said, is that, you know, guy's alive. They can talk to him and see what triggered this.
Got a nice text here. Good teaching in moment day yesterday. 320-something men thought they were going to stand in front of us for the entire game. Nope.
Oh, I don't like that.
I am 5 rows from the field, told them this isn't high school or college where the student body stands for the whole game. I think they got the message.
You know what? That happened to me, and it was the guys, they're from Penn State. It was a, it must have been the Eagles game. But anyway, stood the whole game, and I felt sorry. They were, you know, 6-7 rows from me, but I felt sorry for this old couple behind them. And they were just, so did you call security? Because you can just text that, right? There's an issue in my section.
I guess so, right?
Is that what he did? No, you can do that.
I think he just said, hey, this isn't a college game kind of thing. Okay. They got the message.
He said that to those guys. They said that to them, and they're just, they didn't care. That's pretty cool that they sat down. That did not happen. That security, when they show up, someone's probably going to leave.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
They don't tolerate
that. Got text here. I'm clearing my throat for John this morning. Is everybody sick? Let me tell you something, because I went to the doctor's last week, And then just the other day, and I want to talk to Brittany about this. They were talking about the smoke still from Canada, okay? And it is the weirdest thing. It's in, like, Minnesota, and then there's almost like a tornado-looking downspout that goes from the top of Wisconsin right through here.
Really?
Like, right through Green Bay. And it only looks to be, like, 5 or 6 miles wide, okay, as it comes right through the map. But there's one jet stream of something airwise that's coming right down here. And that's what they told me at the doctor's last week.
That's what's carrying the smoke.
Is that there is smoke. Even if you're not smelling it, there is smoke in our air combined with this heat. Something isn't ragweed or something isn't dying off or something.
So that's not.
So it's those two things that are in the air, she told me.
Why wouldn't everyone, if it's just the smoke? So it's the rake.
Well, I've got the allergies, so okay, my so lungs what, and everything are sensitive from that.
Oh yeah,
and then you toss in the smoke.
Got it.
And that's what's doing
that. But that ragweed is some bad stuff.
Yes,
that so a lot of people
really high.
It is, and yeah. You just tough it out. You didn't go get the shots to build up an immune system to ragweed.
No.
Okay, you can do that.
Oh, I didn't know I was allergic to anything before. I never knew that.
Really?
No. You didn't. I always get something, but I didn't know what would set it off.
Oh man, there's. Tons of tests. Your parents didn't take you there?
Did no.
They put all those little.
They didn't have those when I was a kid.
John was the same age.
But not up in the UP.
I was just going to say it's the UP shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What did they do? No, I've never had one.
So the back in the day when we were kids, they'd scratch your back. It just looks like a.
Never had that.
And then they put drop stuff on. They drop a little birch tree, little ragweed, bananas.
Seriously?
Yeah, and then.
Amanda just had that done, actually.
And when that swells
really?
Up, yeah. It really swells up. I mean, the guy's like, holy mackerel, you are really allergic to this. And then they, you know, you have to go in. Like,
I would love to have done that.
What?
You still can.
I think you still can.
At my age, it doesn't really matter.
Well, then you got to get. Shots or I don't again I'm
this could be 8 or 9 years of allergy freeness.
Yeah, right. True. I mean, wow.
But I think it's a lot. That was pretty painful when you're a little kid. Now I think they just put shots in your forearm and they just drip the stuff on. But it's, you know, it's things that you would be allergic to. And you know, if you like birch trees and you put that drop on there and your arm just swells up, the guy's like, this, you're unbelievably allergic to birch trees.
Wow.
Amanda, they do patches now. So she had like several patches on her back.
All right.
For a couple of days.
What do you think of when you hear that term?
Patches?
Yeah.
A
cartoon?
A dog, maybe?
Uh-uh.
No, what?
Song, 1972. Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. Remember that?
Is it about allergies?
No. You don't remember patches?
I don't.
No. Oh, you got to look up. It was the number one hit. Number one hit, summer of 1972. Number one hit, summer 1972.
Well, now Todd's going to hear it by the artist and say, oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I
see,
know.
That's where. So,
wow.
So it is not.
Yeah. Hang on.
Was it Clarence Carter?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull it up. It'll be a couple seconds here.
John, I don't think it's too. I'm with Todd. I mean, you're on the clock, I know, but you got 9 years left?
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, course deep down inside. He was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the
There you go.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
I never heard that song.
You never
before.
Heard this song?
Never, no.
Hang on, the hook's coming. Hang on.
Hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said,
Patches. I'm depending on you, son.
I never heard this song either.
My son, it's all left up to you.
Not to say my daddy died.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing that you remembered that. Because that was probably on number one for an hour.
Yeah.
That was not a long.
Oh, it's pretty long. It ended in a rut. Everybody remembers Patches.
There's two guys in here that never heard it before.
Quick poll. Do you remember Patches?
I thought that was like a cartoon or a doll.
No,
or
it was a big Patches. Song. It was like the number one song of 1972.
But that allergy thing, I want to talk.
All right,
you might
want to
look
it.
Into that.
Like, can they come
covered.
In here and do it?
Maybe.
That'd be awesome. All right, guys, a quick break. Brittany, rejoin us. We come back. Back at this.
It's up to you. To do.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Corn silage harvest is already underway across a lot of the state of Wisconsin with more field activity to come. But all those passes across that field can definitely add soil compaction. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Tire inflation can play a big role in reducing soil compaction. Details on that next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Austin Fisher is a field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, and he says with the harvest underway, trying to minimize soil compaction is key, and controlling the volume of air in your tires can really help.
The name of the game for reducing soil compaction via tires is to maximize your total footprint area. A larger footprint spreads the weight of the machine over a larger area, which, you know, with pressure being force over area, when you increase the area, you're reducing that pressure that you're exerting per square inch on the soil. When you run your tires in an overinflated state, you're shrinking that footprint. Running too little air in the tires on the flip side, although it gets you a larger footprint, it can adversely affect the life of the tire. The ultimate goal is to run the lowest possible inflation pressure needed to carry the maximum axle load that the tire will see.
Austin Fisher, field engineer with Firestone Ag Tires, says for farmers that worry about shortening the life of that tire, moving the inflation rates around, he said, stop and think about technology today. He said the tire carcass today is able to withstand lower inflation pressure and still hold up to the load. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Friday, barrel cheese was up a nickel at 248.5. 40-pound block cheese, though, dropped a half to 227.5. Double A butter was up 4.5 at 313 a pound. The fluid milk for October that goes into cheese currently up 6 at 2408. December corn, November beans, and December wheat all currently trading lower. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Sunshine, 83 for Tuesday, a low of 58 with clear skies Tuesday night. On Wednesday and Thursday, lots of sunshine and highs near 81.
It's 60 at our studios.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Victory Monday morning. We got some text here about the song. How we doing? Ever hear of the song Patches? Big hit in 72. No. Yeah. 80%. Yes, 20%. Polls are still open. when you get Brittany on, can you have her give an update on the biking trip? The biking trip we're
going to— Where's she going?
We're going to be meeting.
Oh, remember, you guys were supposed to meet her up there? Yeah, okay.
But I haven't been able to get that new seat. Got another text. Yes, I heard of that. I've heard of that song, but when I hear someone say Patches, I immediately think of Dodgeball, which is still one of their most underrated cult movies. Wouldn't you say, kind of, Todd? Did you see Beetlejuice, by the way?
The new one?
Yeah.
No, I've not.
Okay. I bet Brittany did.
It's getting some awards.
Already?
It's like it's not getting awards. It's like cleaning up at the box office.
Yeah.
It's just, they got this gazillion dollars in a couple weeks. But anyway, we'll get to the Emmys next year. Hi, Brittany.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Thanks to you. This weather's unbelievable.
I know. Isn't it amazing? I mean, mid-September and we're feeling like the middle of summer.
But you know, Brittany, I went to the doctors for my crud here, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay. So she did...
Oh, he's just acting.
Excuse me?
Like a little kid. How are you feeling, honey?
I did not plan that. That was honest to God. But the nurse said ragweed was crazy high. Okay.
Yes.
And then I saw a thing, I'm like the national weather thing, and it was the smoke from Canada, where it was like up there over Minnesota, and there was like one line that literally went from the top, like Superior, Wisconsin, right through the Wausau area, right through Green Bay and Manitowoc in that area. It was the craziest thing. This one narrow band of the smoke coming through here. Have you seen that?
I have seen that. It's been doing that quite often, actually, over the last few weeks, that wildfire smoke. So that's why you're seeing that haze. It's why a lot of us are sneezing, congested like you are. It's been a little rough, hasn't it?
Yeah, but it was just weird how that one, for whatever reason, that one, like I said, downspout seemed to be just splitting the state.
I'm thinking maybe some winds off of the lake maybe kind of took it a little bit. Who knows? But
yeah.
I love that stuff. It has been sitting, though, a lot more northern in the state throughout the last few days, too.
Okay.
And it's getting pushed down here. Is that, this ragweed, is that a little bit longer? I thought that was more of a spring, summer thing.
No, it's definitely fall, but it's here earlier right now because all of our allergies started earlier. I don't know if you remember that, but we had them kind of start early May, and then everything's just a little bit ahead of time in that sense, in effect. So the ragweed's a little bit ahead of time than normal. So we're just going to see it a lot longer. And, of course, with the warmer temperatures, they're saying that there's more pollen balls in there. So they're bursting in the rain.
So
yay, lucky us.
It takes our first freeze to really get rid of all that, right?
I have no idea what gets rid of pollen, to be honest with you. I know the first freeze helps the mosquitoes.
Yeah, I think it takes 4 hours, though. 4 hours of below freezing temperatures to kill stuff like that. I'm serious. I read this. Why do you scoff when I come up with scientific facts? Todd?
Because tomorrow it's going to be 3 hours or 5 hours.
No, it's not. I read this.
4 hours of a deep...
I read a lot of scientific journals.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I know what you're talking about. The 4 hours at least of like a deep freeze,
yes.
The upper 20s.
Yes.
Got to hold long enough to really kill things and stuff.
Yes.
You're onto something. Yes.
Thank
All right.
You.
That's awesome. Okay, that's good.
Now, another reason why Jim doesn't like meteorologists. Yeah, they don't side with him.
another reason why I got a higher ACT score than him.
That's right.
Unproven.
Brittany, when did you get in the ACT test?
I have no idea. That was so long ago.
I don't remember mine. Come on.
You do?
Yeah.
I can tell you what time I took. There's certain things at that age, when you're 16, 17, 18, that are pretty impactful. I can tell you what time it was. It was 10:20 when I took my driver's test.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You have no idea, because I, back then, wanted to be a little bit independent. I wanted my driver's license more than anything. It was a big, big deal. Because you didn't have to drive with anybody. You could drive at night. Remember,
our license. Absolutely.
Now they have restrictions on it.
Absolutely.
But, man, as soon as I got that license,
sticker automatic.
I could have kissed the guy. both with. Yeah.
Okay. wasn't that fun learning how to use a stick?
I loved it. Yeah.
It was like you're like, oh my gosh, I'm using this piece of machinery. I know how to pop the clutch. This is awesome.
Yeah. My dad just was not a good teacher with that. I think he made me cry like twice.
Really?
Every time I tried to start, you know, you kill the engine.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, so
the worst thing though, learning how to drive a stick. Like Marquette is loaded with hills, kind of like Duluth is loaded with hills.
Tough when you're in that. Oh.
And when you're at a stop sign with a stick,
and you're just
starting to learn, that's tough. That is real tough.
Yeah,
and there's people behind you.
And there's people behind you. That's what just starts forming right there in the forehead. Do I have this timing down or not?
I think the guy behind you has beads of sweat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sick feeling.
But my dad had a pacer. Remember the AMC
Passers? Absolutely.
The ugliest
bubble,
car. Yeah.
Footmobile.
That's what I learned stick on.
Mine was on a Karmann Ghia.
What is that?
A little Volkswagen. Air cooled.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
So you had no heat in the winter. I used to have to scrape it from the inside as you went along to defrost. True story.
Jim?
Opals.
What?
Super B?
That was when I was like 17. When I was 16, we had kids' cars were Opals.
Opal, I remember the Opal. Those were tiny little things too, weren't they?
That's what he had.
That was an era of horrible cars.
That was junk.
What junk?
That was Ralph Nader was onto something.
Remember the Yugos and those just crappy things from like Yugoslavia.
Cricket.
And places. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, those are some not so good cars.
Then AMC turned out a bunch that turned out to be dogs too, didn't they?
Yeah. Anyway, so we're aging ourselves.
Jim was excited because he could finally stop riding his pony to school when he got his license.
That was probably true. I didn't ride him to school.
Two Rivers, of course. Two Rivers with the 9-year-old rides your Shetland pony to school day is coming up on Tuesday, September 14th. Everybody with the Shetland ponies come to the east side of the school. So we will have some water and grass for them to browse on.
Straw. Yeah, they like straw.
They have some straw too. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's
all right.
That would have been a great idea.
We only have one entry
to
the Shetland Pony Parade.
Same as last year.
Same as last year.
Yep.
Okay. Here's Jimmy again.
Pick up my blue ribbon.
All right. He's undefeated in this category of best show pony. He's won this since he was 4 years old.
More category sisters.
Yes. Okay.
All right, so anyway, Brittany, this weather, it looks like it's going on for a long time. Like, even when you go out to next, Friday? Saturday?
Yeah, basically, pretty much. You can ride your horse to school any of these days.
Yeah.
87 today for a high temperature. Same thing for tomorrow. Then we'll drop to the low 80s on Wednesday and Thursday, into Friday.
Unbelievable. This is so amazingly frustrating, though. This is perfect training weather because I had vowed I was going to run the 17-mile muck rack in November. But I've had so many issues over the past week. When I was just getting to the thick of my training, you can't believe it. Now I think I've got a stress fracture in my foot. I'd had a quad. I hyperextended my quad.
Every morning he comes in with. But we were talking this morning.
But you see, I do limp.
But the other thing is that we have to, in his defense, John's getting older. You know, he doesn't realize that yet. But, you know, you wake up, maybe you wake up with aches and pains at your age.
I don't know. Yeah, because I work out so much during the week. That's why, Jim. And a lot of heavy lifting.
What? A body in motion stays in motion.
That's
so
right.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you.
And things at rest stay at rest.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the other part of it, Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, do you have a... Do you cook out?
Who said that?
Yes, I do.
Do you have one of those skillet grills?
What do you mean, cook on?
The Blackstones?
The Blackstone that it's like a...
Oh.
It's flat. It doesn't really have the racks as much as you can cook like eggs and stuff on there.
I love those. I don't have one, but
they're very,
I
very popular.
Those.
I would have given you one the other day.
No.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
Well, here's the deal.
I just
need your opinion on something. Okay. And please, Todd, do me a favor. Yeah. Could you go back in the other room and turn his mic off? Like just so he doesn't jump in.
I tell you what, I'll try not to jump in. I was doing the Wapner music. Do you hear that?
I heard it. Okay.
This is
Brittany.
This is pretty moral.
So every year I do this banquet. It's a wonderful banquet. It's called the Respect for Law Enforcement Banquet, and they honor local law enforcement people, okay?
Yeah.
Wonderful event. And they're always really generous and giving me something at the end. Okay. So at the end, the guy goes, hey, do you have a truck or SUV? I said, SUV. He goes, got something for you. He goes, what's that? He goes, a grill. Got this Blackstone grill. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, I've got a grill and I got a grill at our camp type thing or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, so I come in, I ask Jim, I say, hey, do you need a grill? Hold it. I asked Todd.
Well, it's a little bit more than that, but okay. It wasn't like.
Would you need a grill? These guys give me this really cool grill, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so then. Okay,
just wait.
So,
let me just a little perfect. I don't need this grill. I don't want this thing. You guys want it? Then you said to me, can I store it in your garage or till I can find somebody to take it? Did you say that, John?
Possibly. But let me continue.
All right. I just wanted to say it wasn't like, you want a grill?
I just thought it was a grill.
You were pushing it.
Yes, because I've got a grill and I was trying to be generous.
Okay, all right.
Generous.
Okay, there you go. Generous. Remember that word.
And then you said, hey, you know, the new community shelter is having their bowling-a-thon. That might make a really good, gift or raffle item or something. I'm like, absolutely.
So can I just finish? So he said that. He goes, that's great. So I go to work because I go to the community shelter after I work here. And I said, you guys, for the bowl-a-thon, John Minol just donated a 28-inch
Blackstone
skillet grill. They're like, oh, that is, he's great. I mean, we love him. We listen to him. And, you know, and he comes here and serves meals once in a while. Tell him thank you. Does he want a receipt? And I said, no, I don't think so. I'll talk to him about it. But they were just very grateful. Okay, continue.
So 24 hours later, not even 24, just the next night. Okay, I had to do another banquet. It was a... For VFW out of Kakana, their golf tournament, do the auction and things like that, okay? So yeah. The guy's showing me the auction items. He goes, and here's one of the things we got that's going to be really cool. It's this 28-inch Blackstone skillet grill. I'm like, what? I said, how does this work? He said, oh, yeah, here's the thing. These are great. These are the hottest things going. And somebody, oh, my God, you got one. Those are so cool. Everybody's getting those. That's the coolest thing going now. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I've got one of these sitting in my car right outside here. You know, maybe I should just keep it and then make up for it in a different way with the community shelter. So what I've offered is for Civic Media.
No, you didn't offer that. Wait. Don't just be careful with that. So, okay, do you get the? Are you following the story? He tried to dump a grill on us that we didn't want it. Then he goes to an auction and sees it went for $700, and then he's like, "Wait a minute, now I want to keep it." So that's the story.
So I offer to buy a grill, same exact one, for the community shelter.
When?
The other day.
Okay, Todd.
I don't remember him offering that.
Me either. Why wouldn't we be talking about it?
Well, I thought Civic Media was going to do it.
Well, that's different.
That's the thing.
When I said me, I meant Civic Media.
Oh, I see.
Your dad's buying it.
I'm representing Civic Media.
Selfishness.
What did you offer, Todd?
Well, I basically said if he keeps it, that I would step up and get the grill replaced, the griddle, so that the community shelter would have something to auction.
That is not good parenting. That is, how's the boy going to learn?
Well, okay, but.
Okay, look at John. Jim, and you tell me what he's learned in his life. Anything? Come on.
Oh, John, I think you should.
But I'm going to serve meals. Yeah, I will be the best server you've ever had.
Okay, yeah.
I will be the best server you've ever had.
Limping around with his bad foot.
Brittany, yeah. Let's just.
Brittany, what do you think? Make a judgment here. Who are you siding with?
I'm glad it's all working out. We'll just put it that way.
In a small way, it's coming out of your pocket because it's coming from Civic Media, and they're gonna
a little less at the Christmas party.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
See,
you know what?
Then
if we're
generosity.
All giving,
right? If you don't listen to that, that's generosity. That's on the business standpoint, philanthropy. She just said like a little bit's gonna come out of your pocket. She goes, "That's fine," and you.
That's a nice person.
You are too. You just realize it's a pretty awesome object.
I know, right?
I get it.
All right.
He's going to use it once.
Actually,
right.
No,
it's
going
to rust, and he's not going to want to have to deal with that.
Wait a minute. Who has two grills on their deck?
I do.
What were you going to say, Brittany?
He's going to have to grill for every single one of us in the company.
I will. I'll bring it here. We'll set it up right here. It'll be awesome. Yeah. I'll bring it to your Christmas party, Jim. I'll come early. I'll set up outside.
I'm not having one this year, John.
You sure?
we're kind of counting on that.
We got to set a quick break. Back right after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life and health care, including access to contraception, in vitro fertilization, and abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom. He knows reproductive rights are rights every woman is entitled to. He knows reproductive issues are personal and private matters between women and their doctors. Glenn Grothman voted against women's health, access to abortion and contraception, pregnant workers, and pregnant veterans. Stand up for your right to reproductive freedom. Vote for John Zarbano. Tell Glenn Grothman we're not going back.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a beautiful victory Monday morning. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app coming your way from downtown Oshkosh and downtown Green Bay. And Todd?
Yes.
Todd. Talk a little bit about what we have coming up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a brand new text to win contest coming up. We want everybody to play along. It's called Go for the Green or Gold. Like last time, we'll give you a word to text in on your Civic Media app. So if you haven't downloaded that yet, you should do that. And then every day this week, Monday through Friday, and every day next week, Monday through Friday, we will have a different keyword for you after 7 o'clock. And when you qualify, you're qualifying for a daily prize. Could be cash, could be gold, the green or the gold. And then you also qualify for a pair of indoor club level tickets to see Green Bay take on New Orleans at Lambeau on December 23rd. That'll be the grand prize.
Indoor?
Indoor. Yeah. Yeah. That one's indoor.
Indoor.
Yep. No, indoor clubs. Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. This is going to be cold that day.
I think so, too.
That's a great grand prize.
So you guys,
wonderful grand prize.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That'll be your shot to play along with Mino and the Mayor on this statewide contest with Civic
Media. Coming up at 7.
Yep. All right.
Yep. Our first one.
Listen to the keyword.
Yeah, don't say.
I'm not going to. I can read.
Hey, Shannon.
Shannon, welcome. You've been on here before. You actually guest host one time when John was gone.
I know. And I love it.
I know. You love it because you like radio.
I do. I mean, that's so, like, John, when are you leaving again?
Wow. Right now?
No, you were great. You're fun to be with. But your main job is?
My main job is raising money for the new community shelter.
Yeah. And you've been there.
So you're the person that I'm dealing with here. It's a little uncomfortable situation, I'll be honest with you.
I don't think she's really up on that story.
I'm up on the story.
Okay. I told Terry about the story, but I didn't know that. I didn't think it got to you because I went right to the, I was so excited about this $300, $400, $500, $600 donation that I went right to the CEO and said, Terry, John Mino has come through big time.
It just got taken from us.
I know.
You know, I think that was an episode of some show, though. I don't know if it was My Three Sons or Ozzie and Harriet
or Leave It to
Beaver. Andy Griffith.
He one always of those taught shows. Story. He
there morals. Was always one of those to where Opie. It was like the kid. Yeah, Opie was going to like sell something to some kid.
Totally.
And then you know, found out it was a Civil War, yada, yada.
And when Andy always set him right on the moral path. So
absolutely.
What would Andy say to you?
That's a nice grill you got there, son. And B, let's get some vittles.
Here's the thing. So next time, before you offer it, just sit on it for a sec.
I will.
That's a really good point.
It is.
I still feel somewhat guilty.
As you should.
I do. I
listen to this guy.
This should.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Moral Sorry, behavior.
Andy
yes.
Griffith.
The moral high road.
I know.
Ronnie Howard.
I know.
Also starring Don Knotts.
I know.
Okay, that's funny.
People, what should I do?
Okay.
What should I do?
I mean, keep it, because now Todd, thank you, Todd.
Of course.
Is hooking us up. So maybe.
I would feel guilty eating off that grill.
I would. I hope I win it.
No. If you auction it off, you're going to bid on it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people are. No, I wouldn't. I don't know. Whatever.
No, I'd eat it and I'd be happy. And
I would not keep it.
And then I'd be like,
you would also, too.
No, I don't think it would.
If I'm not, you knew now what it is.
I think what's going to happen.
Do you grill, okay. Jim?
All time.
Oh, all right.
And I don't want two grills. I think that looks, John, you said it looked a little redneck. You
got, okay.
Oh.
I don't want two grills on my porch, on my deck.
And I would think if you've got a nice grill, Jim, which you probably do, there's probably an insert where you can actually get a griddle for your.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cook eggs on my grill. And anything else I put, like vegetables and stuff, I have one of those things with like the holes in that are, I don't know.
Like a basket kind of thing?
Yeah. And that's what it's used for. And it's got the, whatever, the right finish on. And it's just like a grill. And,
right.
But I would not do eggs on a grill. I just,
but
whatever.
Smash burgers are great on a grill.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'll bet.
Now, that would be good.
We've done, fajitas. Like, ground hamburger for tacos.
Fajitas. I want to do and it's shrimp. Fast. I'm becoming a Creole chef.
Oh.
Yes. Wow. I'm studying Creole food.
Interesting.
Yeah. What? Okay. I am.
What? Why?
Like, you know why? Okay, you know, I know why? Because I'm on a huge protein thing right now.
Are you still on the tuna?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, but also you can get good canned chicken, too.
Oh, yeah.
That is not bad for $1.25.
No,
no. Well, okay.
You can get that at Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a lot of
no Dollar canned tree. Meat.
Mm-hmm. I bought some from CVS the other day. That wasn't bad when that, I picked up my prescriptions.
Do. That I wouldn't do.
All right.
That's kind of a... I think they use that as a
no, it's good
dumping ground.
No, it's okay, not. No, they don't. No, it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. But what I'm saying is this. There was a time.
Okay.
When I wanted something really, really bad.
Okay.
Really, really bad. And then I let somebody else buy it. There's only one left.
Okay.
And I let that other person take it.
But there was the option to buy it.
Like his VCR?
I could have bought it, but I let this other person buy it.
Yeah, okay, wait, what is this?
What is it? And what? Tell me a little bit more detail. Was it at an auction?
In school, yeah. When I was in school. There's this book.
Well, there were VCRs then.
And there's one book
left.
They had the book fair. And this little kid really wanted this Packer book. And I could have bought it. And I let him take it instead.
That's awesome.
I know. So I'm showing that I've done.
But here's the thing:
I've outbidded people, and then this lady came up to me and she goes, she wanted it for her son, and I'm I didn't give in.
Yeah. How about the time last year? Oh, I wasn't here. 2 years ago, I was selling one of my cars. It was kind of a piece of crap, very much so. And the lady wanted to buy it sight unseen, and I said, well, it's got some transmission. Thank you, Todd. Yada yada yada. She comes, she picks it up, drives away, calls me a couple hours later. She goes, oh my God, we can't buy this. It's got so many problems. I'm like, I told you that. Oh, we just can't, blah, blah, blah. So I took
Did you take it back?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is cool. I've done so
I'm not
many.
Not sure I would have done that
There
either.
Was a kid one time. I'm going to give you another thing. I'm going to give you another example. There was a kid one time at Champion Beach, and we're all going to the snack bar, and he was crying. And so this little kid, we're there for swim lessons. He's like, I lost my dime. My dad gave me a dime for today. And you know what I did? I dropped a dime and pretended that he found it. I made it look like he found it.
Wow.
All the little sweet things
cool.
That we don't know about.
Yeah. Yes.
Jim.
But that, still doesn't give him.
It still wasn't taking a grill away from a homeless shelter.
Yeah, I think that, even though he did three nice things, I don't think that makes up, John.
Dinger. What she just said.
I heard
not,
it. God,
not
I heard
sure
it.
How St. Peter it. Judges that one, but I think you.
Gutted me. We might be back after this.
Summertime blues, jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, dear, you rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Which is a way.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Brewers regular season Friday home game at American Family Field, ticketed fans 21 and over who sit in the Miller Lite beer pin in the left field Loge bleachers will receive a free Brewers can holder courtesy of Miller Lite.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.